Warning, what you are about to hear is not suitable for all ages or listeners. We are not experts on any of these topics, and everything we say should be taken with a grain of salt.
Welcome to the Kickback. Proceed with caution and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Kickback. Under no circumstance would I ever shit my pants.
I'm about to open your third eye. I'm finna enlighten everyone that's listening right now.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Kickback.
Yeah.
Kickback Podcast. You know, we're gonna run down the usual. We got a couple of soccer game specifically, and then just like random
shit
off the head with soccer shit. Probably same thing with basketball. The finals are happening. So we're going to cover that today. Thank you for listening. As always, you can share, you can like, make sure to follow us.
Yeah, Facebook for sure.
Yeah, Facebook, Spotify, anywhere you can listen to podcasts, really.
Basically.
So, with that being out of the way, soccer. I told you that there was like a final specifically in a tournament. I don't know if I told you what exact tournament. Do you know off your head, did you know of any game that was happening of significance?
Was it La Liga?
Nope.
No. Game of significance.
Yeah, it was a final of a tournament.
Final. You know what I watched the other day?
What did you watch?
This weird, like, 6-on-6.
That
maybe,
sounds badass.
Maybe 8-on-8, but if you didn't score within 5 minutes, both sides lost a player.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, it was just like
weird. That's badass.
Like, it was weird. It was on Peacock, and I was like, oh, I'll watch. And like,
damn.
Like, Wolves had a team in it. They were versing like Blade and Grass.
Blade and Grass.
Yeah, it was like, yo, I was interested in that name, you know?
That's pretty cool.
But it was weird. I was like, golf's on. I can't watch this. I thought it was regular soccer. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And it was tiny nets and everything. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah. Like indoor.
Basically, sounds like arena soccer, basically.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
And they kicked it in to throw in.
Hmm. Yeah.
You just put it on the line. But,
yeah.
But no, other than that, no, I really don't. I watched a couple of games last week, but I don't think they were. They were just like final round games of Premier League.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the last games for everybody. Other than that, I don't think I won.
Yeah. No, well, this was a Europa League final.
Europa League.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard something about that.
As always, I'm gonna let you
guess. What's the teams?
It's Sevilla versus Roma.
Sevilla. I think I voted on this for no reason on my phone.
I'm with that.
The bad thing is I kind of know both these teams.
It's a fun. You do?
Yeah.
You know, like the players and everything.
Yeah, I want to say Roma's black and red.
Yeah,
for sure. And Sevilla's like black and white with stripes.
They probably do. Yeah, I don't know if that was a game, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say like Sevilla 2-1.
Okay. Well, you know, it is a final, right?
Yeah. That's why I'm not saying it's going to be high. I mean, it might be high. I'm a little high.
All right. So before we, you know, tell you if you're right or wrong.
I'm obviously wrong.
I'm gonna show you some more stuff. Maybe you could
change it.
There's like statistics.
Yeah.
You know, the word world's famous statistic factor.
Possession?
Well, possession is one of them. It's pretty crazy. Let me see. The ball possession, Sevilla had 67%.
That's not that bad.
And Roma had 33%.
That's not super bad.
Yeah. 19 shots to Roma's 11.
Not so bad.
No, not really.
How many shots were on target for each?
Let's see. Shots on target. Sevilla got 3. Roma got 4.
Then they could all be goals. No, I'm going to just stick with it.
All right. 2-1. So, Sevilla has a kind of interesting statistic for Europa League. Okay?
Okay.
They have the most wins in that league, in that tournament.
Six?
With 6.
Oh, okay. So six, not, I believe. Not like super.
It's either six or seven.
Not a super blowout.
Yeah. I think the other teams have like three, maybe, okay. You know.
So
like
they got more than half.
Yeah.
Or at least half of whatever. Or more than half of whatever.
So that's like Sevilla's kind of history with the Europa League.
This is their league.
Yeah. But also, the coach of Roma, Jose Mourinho.
Yeah. He used to coach Chelsea, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know who he is, right? He has a 100% win rate for that league.
Ooh.
You feel me?
Ooh. So it's 100% win rate versus six titles there.
Yeah.
Like, and you're the most dominant team there.
Yeah.
I think the win rate went down.
So, yeah. So now that you know all this.
I think the win was, I'm going to say Sevilla 2, Roma 1.
That's closer. That's closer.
That's what I said in the beginning.
Oh.
2-1.
So Sevilla got 1.
Damn.
And Roma got 1.
Oh, okay. So it went to penalties.
It did go to penalties.
Okay, let me guess penalties.
All right.
It's got to be like a 4-2. You know, like that, you just know come back. Yeah. You score the fourth one, it's over.
All right. So what was that?
A 4-2.
4-2.
Tell me if that's right.
No.
Okay. Did it go all the way?
No.
It ended at 4?
Yeah.
So 4-1 then. Yeah, it was
4-1.
It couldn't be 4-3 because it would kick again. Yeah. You know? So that's why I was like, yeah, no, it had to 4-1.
Be 4-1.
Was it Sevilla?
Sevilla 1.
Yes. Yes.
7, baby.
That's basically 2-1.
Yeah.
It was one off again. Fuck.
Rakitic was one of the people to score a penalty.
Ivan Rakitic. You saw his quote the other day?
No.
Oh, he had a quote about Messi. Saying he's won something that Messi will never win. Was it the Europa League?
Maybe. Probably. It might have been.
Yeah.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Also, like, good players on Roma is Dybala.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Juventus guy.
Yeah.
Or ex-Juventus guy, obviously.
Oh, somebody just got loaned to Sevilla and they won the cup.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah, I saw that. I couldn't put that together till now because it's, like, all coming back.
He played in that game, or you don't know if he played in that game?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he did.
The goalie of Sevilla, I'm pretty sure, is that the goalie for Sevilla, I'm pretty sure, is the, what is it, Egyptian? Morocco goalie.
Oh, nice.
Who was, like, on fire.
Nice. Yeah.
Rakitic, Torres. He said for Sevilla? These were the players. I wouldn't know. Maybe Fernando?
No.
Probably Torres.
I want to say it was this guy.
En-Nesyri?
Or maybe he was he came off the bench. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he just looked like that guy.
Yeah.
But it said he was on loan from like Arsenal.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah, and they ended up winning the fucking thing.
Fire.
Yeah. I was like, that's cool. That's worth it, right?
Yeah,
it is. Your team loaned you out, but you win a chip. Like, cool, thanks.
That's ideal.
Ideal, right? Because then you go back.
Your value went up.
Yeah, and then you're probably paying when you go back. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You were just on loan. You're going back.
So, also, I got highlights of this game that we're going to look at. Also, one notable thing before we watch the highlights was that there was like a total of 17 yellow cards handed out this game. Six for Sevilla, 8 for Roma. All right.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It had to be toward the end.
So for these highlights, we're going to get like kind of a feel of how the game was played out.
Seems everything. Like physical. There's fucking 8 cards or 14 cards.
All right. So let's see. Your bench to put somebody like Olaf is having an awful time down there. 35th minute, I think, is where it's starting at.
And Roma scored right away. Shot that nigga.
So Roma player got a card for flopping. Supposedly.
He looked like he chopped.
This is the whole game. Look at it. Peep it. Like, another foul.
Where?
He held him a little bit. That guy found him and see like he pulled him
a little bit.
The Roma guy pulled him, kind of as retaliation for the first guy, kind of fouled him.
His jersey's ripped,
right?
How am I not fouled? Who did that, nigga?
Called the foul.
That ref is like, are we really gonna do this, guys? Like, I'll give cards all day.
And this is at Roma. That's Jose, the coach.
Yeah.
He's famous for flipping out. Famous for flipping out. Rakitic, shout out.
Shout out, Ivan. Good touch. Oh my God. You gotta rewind that one.
But it's just like fouls off the ball, sometimes on the ball type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't like
it. Very physical.
Repetition.
Oh, what?
Yanked him down.
That's Roma, too.
Yeah. He caught it offensive, swinging the arm.
The play back with Ibanez down to give the free kick to Roma.
Coaches my fight. At least they're kind of like, you good, dog? Yeah. Like, that one wasn't
Yeah, that one wasn't like malicious.
These people might be fucked up, but we ain't, right?
Yeah.
Okay, get over.
180 minute. Jose finna swing.
What's up, pussy? Put on the cleat.
Michael Oliver.
I didn't see that this far, to be honest.
Over there.
Krennic.
Needs some ear hustle, I think. Michael Oliver. Nick Mancini trying to close in. That goes at Banyo.
Foul, right? Foul?
Yeah. It's like you just boop, shoulder checked his ass.
But this is the whole game. In my opinion, you can't call all of them. Like, there's a lot. You know what I mean?
The list.
Like, shit.
Unless they have a history of this from the season. You know what I mean? Like, and you tell them right off the bat, there ain't going to be nothing like that. And it just is this bad. You got to call them.
Yeah.
Like, it just depends on the history.
And we got two more players down. That's the end of the game right there. Gotta be.
You know.
It might show penalties, it might not.
Continues. It was Montiel who got the yellow card.
But like you said, very physical game.
Yeah, and that plus six will change now to.
There are like two or three exact plays that I got specific shit that, you know, we can kind of talk about. Because this is, you know, this is just skipping around. This obviously ain't the real highlights. No one scored. It didn't show you goals or anything.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the end of the video. But that's basically how the game went down.
Foully.
Very physical, very foully. Let me see.
I would say mostly malicious.
Not
malicious, but purposely.
Yeah, I would say malicious. I would.
Not the pulling down. That's not super malicious.
So.
There's a lot of pulling.
There's like conspiracy going around that, you know, ref was paid or like, you know, shit like that. So this is like one of those videos kind of contributing to that. Hell yeah.
Calling the goalie off his line.
That high kick, kind of. They didn't call it, I guess. But these are just still pictures and shit.
Yeah.
We're going to pull it back to this one whenever this is done. But to me, it was both fouls on both sides. So this that was crazy, too.
With you saying, can't call them all.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, like, that's crazy. Did you see that? That probably should have been one.
A slide.
By the goalie. Didn't even get the ball.
That's how Roma scored. I don't know about that one. That one wasn't really a penalty.
No, that one to me wasn't. The other one.
Hand one, for sure, 100%. He was in the box. Right, that's a penalty. And then the one off the head that kind of hit his hand after, that's still a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You're in the box.
Yeah.
No matter if it's accidental or not.
So this is the one I was going to pull it back. You let me know.
Yeah, 100% penalty. Bang. No matter if he's pulling his hand back, he's in the box. Just like I told you about the kids.
Yeah.
They purposely do that because they know their hands are going to go up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, in my opinion, that's like definitely ball to hand. He didn't like stick his hand out, but his hand's out enough to be like, yeah, that's a handball.
Even if his hand's not out enough, if it hits a hand, it's a handball, right? As a defender, let's put it this way. Say you're making a wall, and you're like this. If it hits your hand, do they call you a handball on you?
If you're like squared up
and
like that,
and you jump, no, not really. And it hits nothing but your hand.
Nah.
They wouldn't call it a handball? Oh, okay.
I would hope not. Because if your hand wasn't there, it just hit your body. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's something different.
But your still, hand's you like can't out. Put your hand up, right? Like, I get why they block their nuts and shit. Like, I'm not saying that's not allowed or anything, but...
I would
take that handball over my nuts, for sure.
Well, usually, like... They alter the rules so much, and that's what's the hardest part, especially about handball. Like, it used to be, like, if it touched your hand at all, like how you're describing, and then... Is like another rule came up that's like it's a handball if your hand is out, if you're not like close to the body type shit. And then they always flip flop, change it, tweak it here and there.
Yeah,
they just can't figure out where it is.
I just think if it hits your hand, it's a handball.
Yeah,
I feel no matter you. What.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Right?
Like, I get you saying that.
Like that's
your hot take.
Is it a hot take though?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Is it? Because even if
you're saying if it touches your hand either way, but if you're just like. If you're like this and the ball hits you in your hands, that's nothing. I mean, it's going to hit your body. The
but
whole
still,
point,
like, soccer is not about blocking your body.
The point of that is, like, if you're changing the ball, like, basically the direction, if you're stopping the ball. And if you're...
I just thought handball was about touching your hand. Because
to me, it's not. But
you know, because a lot of people do handball.
It depends what part of the rule book you're reading, you know?
I don't know. Like, yeah. To me, it's like basketball. Like if I
no, I get what you're saying.
If I pass the ball to somebody and it hits their foot, whether it's intentional or not, it's a kick ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not what you do there in basketball.
Yeah.
Just like in soccer, the only person to touch it with their hand.
Well, basketball and soccer are definitely really different.
I know that.
I get why you say that.
But to me, it's like the same rule in a sense, like accidental contact or not.
Yeah. I get your hot take.
It doesn't touch your foot.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing with soccer. Accidentally
I'm sure there's some people that say that because, there are rules that, you know, like I said, they flip-flop.
I would just personally, I know you think differently because you're a defender too. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different for you because you were back there with that most of the time. Anytime I played soccer, like the probably six leagues I've been in when I growing up and stuff, probably from like 8 to 14. Yeah. I was always up front.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't really do the handball thing too much. I kicked some penalties for it. That was about it.
Yeah, but I agree. That was definitely a handball or a penalty. Should have been a penalty call.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, just one more. Just one more, like, scenario for you.
Okay.
When there's free kicks given to the, like, by the box, are they, like, I'm saying maybe 10 yards outside the big box?
They should be.
Right?
Oh, wait, what?
Like, say 10 yards outside the big box.
Outside of the
big box. Yeah, free kicks.
Mm-hmm.
They would put the wall inside, right?
Inside the box?
Yeah.
I think closer to the 10-yard.
Like, but I'm saying, do they ever put the wall inside the box?
Yeah.
Like, so I didn't know if, like, they did that or like, you never see them that close, really, for me, at least. Being in the box like that, if it's accidental because they're blocking, would you call a penalty? As a ref.
I mean, if I was a ref?
Yes.
Or if there was, like, a referee?
Yeah, consensus. What would you think they would call? Like, you're in the box, even though you're blocking, but you jump up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it hits your hand. And you're in the penalty.
You said like this?
Yeah, and you're in the, like, you like, you're like whatever you're blocking, you know what I mean? You jump up, and it hits your hand and stops and drops
the
ball.
Okay. I wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah. But that's what I was asking.
It's 50-50 if a ref would.
Yeah, especially. So some might.
And the thing is, nowadays they have VR, so they have like three other referees going back looking at it in your ear with maybe it is, maybe it ain't type shit too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to get kind of more.
We'd have to see that happen in one of these games to know what would be called.
I mean, well, the thing is, the same thing could happen in two different games. And it could either be called or either not be called.
Yeah. Same thing with basketball. Yeah. Same thing. It's not going to be called the same every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So it's really just who's, like, calling the match or, you know, really that's what it is.
Yeah,
or
VR
and shit.
Yeah. And see, that makes sense because you said you wouldn't call it and I would call it.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's funny.
Well, these are penalties.
Sevilla, wow. Wyatt, yeah. 1-1. 2-1.
Goalie was there, though.
Yeah, ooh. Just jumped too high. Block? Ooh, save off the foot.
In the middle, too. That sucks, man.
And then a goal here. That's when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You have to score this next one.
Oh, that's so good, too. I think that was Rakitic, too. Ooh. Ball. He hit the... Oh.
Oh, goalie touched it and it hit the ball.
Good.
It might have went in. Finally got one.
Ooh, rocket.
Put it away.
Yep.
So, good job, Sevilla.
It does seem like a pretty fucking intense game to see, though. Just from the fouls itself, not necessarily like
a drag
from
out game.
From good football.
Yeah, a drag out game. That's for sure.
Drama. Drama.
Probably like 9 minutes of overtime. Extra time.
Dybala did a score. I don't have his goal, but I have the coach's reaction to the goal. That's the goal right there. And he's just like, yo. I mean,
simmer down.
Tied, bro. Yeah, what are we celebrating for?
Well, I think Roma scored first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because when you showed earlier at the 35th, it was 1-0.
He's just like, game's not over.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was in the beginning, too. But his antics are always crazy. A lot of people did, you know, you could see the heat on the ref.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. The ref was tired of it right away. He saw it. He was like, come on, guys. Like, you're making me do this. Like, you're making me pull these cards.
Yeah. So... Jose Moreno, his team, Roma, got second.
Yeah.
Silver medals, right?
Fuck those silver medals.
That's that Jose Moreno mentality.
100%. Gotta be like that. You may not know right where you're going. Give it to somebody. Yeah?
Yep. Some kid. Coach watched straight to the fucking... That's basically on top of the tunnel. He's like, here.
Some kid.
Take this
That's
shit.
That's what's up. I mean, he did it out of fucking, like, hate.
Yeah.
Like, but he was like, at least I'm going to give it to a kid.
Yeah.
So he wasn't, like, hateful, but he was mad he got silver.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want this. You want this? I mean, it means more to you than to me.
Yeah. And, you know, as a kid, you're hyped.
So you would be like, dude.
Because as a kid, you don't. In the future, for sure. As a kid, you don't, like, you might not sense what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you just got a silver medal given to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a legit, like, trophy from soccer was given to me.
Yeah, I would love to have a second place medal from any team. I don't give a fuck who it was. Yeah.
It's probably, he probably went and found the Sevilla fan, or the Roma fan.
Yeah.
And was like, you want this? And he's like, yeah.
It's crazy. It's like solar, like, opposite feelings for the guy that's passing it off and the guy that's receiving it. Completely hates it.
I mean, yes and no. You know he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Because he could have just chucked it into the crowd.
Yeah.
Let him fight for it. You know, in a crowd.
Yeah, no, you were right, for sure.
You know, so I think he was like, yeah, I'm going to be genuine and give it to a kid, but this is not what I came for.
Yeah.
I had 100% win percentage. This doesn't mean shit to me right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, also, a little bit of more Jose Mourinho.
A leaked video has revealed the shocking things Jose Mourinho said after
Josie.
The league final. Roma were defeated by penalties after a 1-1 draw in Budapest, marking the first time the Portuguese coach experienced a loss in a European final, having previously won all five. After the match, Mourinho completely lost his composure and directed his frustration towards referee Anthony Taylor. The fucking big red man. The fucking big red man.
Basically, Jose Mourinho followed the ref or saw the ref and, like, basically stalking shit. I'm pretty sure that's, like, at the parking lot stadium. Up. Fucking disgrace, man.
Fuck you doing?
So, following the ref, all right?
Yeah.
There's vibes at the airport. People are yelling at him and shit. Like, big-ass crowd and shit with his wife. Fucking being escorted by police and shit.
100%.
Whole posse. Worth it? Worth having that job or nah?
Like for you.
For me?
Look at, I mean.
Yes.
But no.
But you gotta know, like, you can't have your family there in those situations.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
You gotta, like, send them off by themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, way before you pull up. 100%. It's like, yo.
If she can handle it, you can, you know, she'll help comfort. But you gotta get your kids out of there.
That is crazy, though. You can get stabbed, right?
That's the
you
bad,
can die from that.
That's the bad thing about soccer. Is like,
you can die from not calling a penalty from a handball.
So it's not as aggressive, but 100%.
It goes back to what we were talking about. Maybe I do want to call that handball.
You might get stabbed.
I might die, dude, for this.
Because you're pleading at this attacker that's like, it hit his motherfucking hand. Like, what you mean?
Yeah, that's funny.
That's so scary. That's basically what I got for that game and everything that ties into that.
Yeah.
I fucks with Jose Mourinho a lot. Like, his highlights of just of him are fucking great.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, he's a good guy, but he can also be an asshole type person. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool.
He's a cameraman.
Yeah, cameraman would be nice.
He's fit for TV.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Man City and Man United play.
Yeah, yeah.
FA Cup.
FA?
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
Cut. That was funny.
It's a good one. I would. Obviously, Man City, right?
For sure.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that 10 a.m. for us people. That you won't. It'll be past by the time you hear this.
Yeah. Predictions?
Like goals?
Goals.
Like a 4-1, maybe a 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
As long as, like, everybody's playing, they're not being rested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So, do you know anything about the FA Cup before, like...
The FA Emirates Cup?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Well, I don't know what you're going to ask me first.
Like, who played in the tournament or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I'm going to lay down... Or here's a bracket.
I don't want to see the goals, though. I want to guess them.
Okay.
Does it show goals?
Yeah, Man City. Yeah, Man City versus Burnley was the first one.
Oh, God. Burnley? It's probably like a 5-1.
6-0.
6-0.
Yeah, the score line.
Yeah.
These other two teams that I don't know that were on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah.
We're just going to follow Man City down the bracket. We ain't going to know anyone else on the other side.
Okay. All right.
So...
Who was the other teams that played to get to Man City the next round?
I couldn't tell you. Sheffield
United?
Sheff United.
Yeah.
And Blackburn.
Oh, Blackburn. Okay, I know both them. All right.
You want to guess that one since you know them?
Yeah, Sheffield kicked the shit out of Blackburn.
Okay.
Probably like a 2-1.
3-2.
3-2.
Yeah.
Was it Sheffield?
Sheffield.
Yeah.
So, Man City.
Are these one and dones?
Yeah, one and dones.
Bet.
Man City and Sheffield following that side of the bracket.
Oh, 5-1.
3-0.
Had to be like a kick ass, yeah.
So on the other side of the bracket, FA, Man United.
So that was the only bracket?
Of that bracket, and then there's one on the other side. No.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so Man United versus Fulham.
Man United!
Yeah, good idea.
Fulham? Fulham probably at least got one. 3-1.
3-1 is on point.
Yeah.
Good job. Yes. Is this the clap?
Yeah, still got the clap. Never get rid of the clap once you got it.
All right, so
Brighton and Grimsby.
Yeah,
you got to go Brighton there
for sure.
Okay, it's gonna be a
on point.
3-2,
5-0.
Oh shit!
You had the line right.
Brighton came hot.
Came in.
They were bright.
They were bright. All right, so Brighton and Man United. Choose wisely.
You don't know. Could be lying. Obviously, Man United. It had to be a close one. 2-1?
How close?
2-1.
Try 0-0.
Oh, went to penalties?
Went to penalties.
All right. Obviously, Man United was at... it was probably like a 5-3.
6-7.
6-7. That's crazy.
That might have been a good game to watch.
Right? Damn. Too bad we didn't know these were playing.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Just seeing that light like that, those two teams, I probably wouldn't have watched that one.
No, I watch it all soccer. I'm watching every soccer. I just watched like Leeds and like West Ham the other day. I was like, all right, I'm in here.
Yeah. So that leads to, as we said, Man City, Man United. We're both going Man City. You said
4-1, 4-2.
4-1, 4-2.
Yeah. I think it's going to be high. I think De Bruyne will have two.
I think it's going to be 3-0.
I'll say 3-0. Haaland will have one, and maybe like Rodri or some shit.
Yeah. I'm going to say 3-0.
And then Man United scores. Who do they have on their team?
I'll tell you right now.
Because I don't really fucks with the Reds.
De Gea.
Shaw. He's still there.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing there with Rooney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker mm-hmm. been gone, in fact.
So we got Shaw, Lindelof, Varane.
Can I see the show faces?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, bet. Oh, Casemiro.
Yeah.
Sancho. I got the side, nigga. Rashford. Oh, they got a little squad.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you. I'm pretty sure you know, man. United yeah. or Man City.
I say Rodri. Two from De Bruyne and one from Haaland. Who's going to score? And then over here, I would say...
Oh, these are just injuries. These aren't... Yeah, they don't got no one on the bench.
Yeah. Let's see down there. You want to see theirs?
What?
I can see Fernandez scoring and Rashford.
Rashford.
Maybe Sancho.
Sancho.
Side nigga get a goal from the side. He'll be like, nigga.
Yeah. He'd be like that. So there's transfer rumors and shit. You know?
Transfer rumors?
Yeah.
With Neymar?
Neymar's one of them.
I did tell you about that, right?
Yeah. Off pod, you did.
I did off pod. Neymar to Man City.
Yeah.
Pep's already recruited.
Yeah. He's smart, so he might have a plan for him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
Won 11 of 14.
Also, Messi.
Ooh, to
these are, not for anything that we report are rumors, you know.
We're never gonna know. Yeah, no.
Until it happens.
Yeah.
I
knew.
They got another rumor.
Messi to, is it back to Barca?
That's part of it.
And is it somewhere else?
And then loaned to Inter Miami.
Oh, Inter Miami. MLS. I didn't hear that. Yeah, MLS.
That would
Why
be
wouldn't
choice.
You just go there?
That'd be choice though.
We'd go watch that.
Yeah.
Did we talk about going to one of these games anyway?
World Cup.
Was it just World Cup? I'll go watch an MLS game.
Maybe.
Is it Orlando? One of them?
I don't know.
Orlando City. Purple.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go watch them.
Purple. You know I can't see purple, you dick.
I don't see these guys. Where are they?
You know what that means?
The ball's moving. That's when you know the other team's got it, Nick.
That's
okay.
Crazy.
Imagine if it worked like that. You just didn't see them anymore. But you saw the ball.
I would legit be scared.
Like, you get used to it.
I'd run into shit.
Oh, shit.
I can't see.
That's true.
It's like, what is here?
I could see us in high school be like, dude, let's get some purple wallpaper and just put it around his next room while he's sleeping when we spend the night.
And then he can't see it.
And then he don't know.
Where's my fucking room?
That'd be wild.
That's a concept.
That's a concept.
That'd be a great book.
Movie. Short film.
It'd be, yeah. Short film.
Wish we were talented.
Yeah.
We had money.
There's also rumors that Marco Asensio would get
Asensio?
Would go to PSG since they're getting rid of Messi and Neymar. Supposedly.
For Mbappe.
Supposedly. Yeah, for Mbappe.
Which is...
But Mbappe could have left. I hear Real Madrid's like interested in him.
I hear which almost I probably get, anybody would be interested in him.
Yeah, with, not anybody could pay for it though.
Yeah, no. Probably a handful of teams.
Real Madrid be one
like
of them.
LA Galaxy. It'd be dope. We gotta go watch Orlando City versus.
I don't think they have enough money, man.
I don't know. LA Galaxy's got a lot of money.
I mean,
they could afford $78 million a year.
I'd like to think so.
Right. I mean,
I would like to believe.
I got a Galaxy.
So also, last thing I got. Was it top 10 most valuable teams?
Okay. Can I guess some?
Yes, sir.
So it's got to be, like, is it, it's not, it's...
I'm not giving you clubs. No hints.
They're
yes,
clubs.
Okay.
So it's got to be Barca. And Real Madrid's got to be on that list.
That is correct.
Are they 1-2?
One is one, one is three.
So Real Madrid's three.
Real Madrid's one.
Ooh, Barca's three. Okay.
With a 6B.
Six Bs.
And Barca with a 5.5B.
Five and a half Bs? Damn. Okay, so who's the mid man? Let's think about this. Is it PSG?
It's not.
Is it someone I would know? Or not? Or
you
or
would
not?
Know, you would. It, you wouldn't expect it. I don't expect it.
I want, can you give me a league?
Premier.
Is it Arsenal?
No.
Can't be Man United.
It is Man United.
Really? Yeah. 6B. They were big back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rooney, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like they had a lot of money. I know that. Alex Ferguson, sir.
Sir.
All right. Four, and five.
So we got Real Madrid 1, Manchester United 2, 3 Barcelona.
I want to keep guessing.
Yeah.
4 and 5.
I'm just recapping.
Are they Premier?
Yes, they are.
Both of them.
Oddly enough,
is one of them Arsenal?
Nope. Arsenal is on the list, but not okay, 4 or 5.
So they're probably like 7.
It's crazy to think that most of these are Premier League teams.
Are they? Okay, all right.
Crazy to think.
So it's got to be Man City then.
Man City is 5. One of the 4. Yeah, it's 5.
Okay.
And you so still 4, need 4.
Another
Premier League?
Premier League team. Is
Reds?
Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Moving on down. 6-7?
6-7.
Not Premier League teams.
Not Premier League teams.
These are the only.
So is it like PSG?
PSG is one of the 6 or 7.
Is it 7?
It is 7.
Okay, so 6.
On point right now.
Is 6 Italian?
Nope.
Is it the PSG league?
Nope.
Oh.
German.
Oh, so it's probably like Bayern.
Yes, it is Bayern.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
8-9. Might as well throw 10 in there too.
Okay, so Arsenal.
Arsenal is 8, 9, or 10.
I'm going to say 9.
Say 10.
Say 10. Okay. Say 10. That's what I meant.
Then yes.
It slipped. Are the other two Premier Leagues?
Yeah.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do I expect this?
One. You could see.
I could see one of them. Okay. Going to Chelsea?
Yes.
Okay. They're 9.
Nope.
They're 8.
Mm-hmm.
So 9.
Last one.
Premier League team. I cannot see this
one. Get 3 chances. Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. I wouldn't.
They're not a big team then.
Not a huge team.
Tottenham.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was okay.
So just to run down that list.
Yeah.
1 has Real Madrid. 2 has Manchester United. 3 has Barcelona. 4 Liverpool. 5 Manchester City. 6 Bayern Munich. 7 PSG. 8 Chelsea. 9 Tottenham. 10 Arsenal. Premier League running that up.
Tottenham would be, or Arsenal would be above Tottenham, to be honest.
Right now, you would think.
The Cannons, dog.
The Cannons.
I know they were big back then.
Yeah, man.
Thierry Henry, huh?
Oh, God bless you. Last soccer thing, honestly. Maybe not even soccer. You be the judge.
You be the judge.
Is this soccer?
Okay. This is hack.
I don't know. It's not that.
It's not that.
What the fuck?
Is it the Joker?
Nah. Oh, that's fucking up.
You got this.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Fuck, that's man. The last one. I don't think it's gonna happen. No. This shit's no bueno.
No bueno? Alright, I got some stuff for soccer.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yep.
They're just random. So there was a game played the other day, 5 days ago. Celtic?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Celtics, after they lost to the Heat, they went and played.
Oh, basketball?
No. It's just their name is Celtic.
He said Celtics and Heat. I was like, okay, so basketball.
Yeah, because they are the Celtics. Yeah. So it just made me think of
Before you go, it did load up.
All right, bet.
Is this soccer?
I don't know. Yeah, dog. This would have been like what your game was like a year ago when you were in the box. My guy went in there. I respect. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
Highlights are crazy.
That's some control.
I wouldn't want to watch it, but highlights are crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it would be very slow.
Yeah, look at this. For you listeners,
you're just riding a horse
on bikes playing soccer somehow.
I'm sure you guys seen the videos.
If you call it soccer.
Yeah.
You'd have to come up with a whole different name.
Wheel.
Wheel ball.
Kind of. I don't know.
Bike ball.
Bike ball.
Sounds pretty dope. The alliteration.
Wouldn't play it.
Barely dude, right. You want to go play some bike ball?
Dude, someone said that.
Dude, where am I, dude? Yo, square the fuck up right now, my dude.
We were late for this concert. We kick your ass. That's what it makes me think of.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Okay, Celtics. Celtic versus Barcelona. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give you the attempts. And just same thing you do to me.
Okay, yeah, I got you. I feel
attempts,
like I'm going to be so disappointed.
Barca, 23.
God damn.
Celtic, 5.
Okay.
On target, Barca, 14.
Oh, shit.
Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Celtic, 5. 100%.
That's scary.
Possession, Barca, 89.
Oh, shit.
Celtic, 11.
That's scary.
Total passes. Barca, take a guess.
Probably wrong. Can I give a range? 500 to 600.
955.
Oh my god, damn.
Celtic, 166.
That's crazy to still be. That's some efficiency though.
Score?
On top of, yeah. Okay, score. It's not going to be too much. I feel like if anything, I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to say, best case scenario, 4-1.
You got one right. Who was one though?
Probably Celtics.
So, Celtic 2.
Okay.
Barca 1.
That's embarrassing.
With that possession.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I be right now. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, that's
that don't make no sense.
Embarrassing, like
that
you
don't
said.
Make no sense.
Embarrassing.
Man.
That was 5 days ago.
Yeah, I believe it, though.
That's Barca, typical online people.
Barca
that's
never
that's
on
what
point.
Was the first comment. Yeah. It's great. I love it. 5 shot attempts. 5 on target, 2 goals.
That's good.
Efficiency.
Yeah.
89% possession and 11. That's
good.
That's dishonorable.
Well, that's good for Celtics.
That's counter.
That's crazy.
That's counter. 116 passes. Or 166.
I wonder if just their strikers were just that fucking fast.
This is how I'm like when I read that. Oh. That's how I look like. What the fuck? Like, literally. That's pretty. That's,
yeah.
It's a cool game.
That's crazy.
That would have been a fun one to watch to see them lose.
I'll be mad.
All right, Leicester, Premier League, you know them. They've won. Mm-hmm. Are relegated this season.
Yeah. Oh, the shit, they're out?
Yep. So I'm going to give you from 2016 on. 2016
of, like, Premier
won.
League title?
Yeah, okay. When they won. They were first.
Okay.
17, 12th. 18, 9th. 19, 9th. 20, 5th. 21, 5th. 22, 8th. 23, relegated.
Yeah.
That's
a big jump.
Yeah, because they were there.
It's inconsistent, though. It's inconsistent as fuck.
They were there, though.
Years.
Yeah, they were there. You know, other than that, they were like mid-pack, but fifth ain't mid-pack. That's above average, you know. So is eighth, honestly.
Eighth is decent.
Yeah, so like the 9, 9, and 12 was their back years, and they won before that. So like, it's pretty crazy, honestly.
I can't believe that.
Pretty crazy.
I know they're not a big or huge club or anything, but
no, but they won.
I was surprised.
You would think they
relegation.
Had pedigree more to not get relegated. But then again, we were talking about Chelsea like that.
True.
You know, a couple days ago.
Yeah, look where they're at.
Yeah, you know, they made it though.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just funny to me, right?
Oh, I did see that.
Remember Pim does? It really does equal 4. That's why I was like. That's dope. 6 times 5 is what? 30?
31 take away 6 34. Times 5 equals 4.
Yeah.
It's the jerseys lined
six,
up in a...
Yeah, 6 times 5 is 30. 34 minus 30 is
that's
4.
That's some creativity right
that's
there,
awesome.
Though.
Somebody saw that and was like, yo, this is a math part.
Some fucking math nerd just
math
saw
son?
It without the symbols and just connected the dots.
That's
some real autistic type shit, bro.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. It, some Asperger's.
It made me happy.
It was pretty cool, though.
I got one more soccer thing somewhere.
Oh. Yeah.
Coming to the Premier League next year. Luton. This is that. This is their entrance to their field.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's it. And it's surrounded by houses. Like, that's how small. Luton Town have just won the championship playoff final. This is the entrance to our stadium. Incredible thing. This ground will be Premier League next season. I'm going to show you. I'm going to look it up.
That's exactly what I was gonna do.
They're fucking
looking it up on. What are you looking it up on?
Just Google.
Oh,
Luton Town Stadium. It'll be one of the first things it pops up when it type it in. Here you go.
That's Luton. Their entrance is one of these fucking things on the, right over here, probably.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
That's a small ass parking lot.
I can't wait, dog. That's awesome, right? That's the cool thing about soccer, right? This stadium is going to be so packed. That's what I'm saying, dog. Like, dude, it's wild.
On Google Maps, it's surrounded by nothing but houses. And like, literally.
Like apartment houses. Yeah. Like they're right there next to each other. Like put next to each other.
Oh my God. Look at all these houses. Like, here's the stadium. All these lines,
just
bro.
Think these people could just, like, watch it from their, like,
house. They could probably hear it.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Well, actually, probably not. It's pretty small.
Nah. I can hear the high school's morning announcements from Country Oaks.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, over the intercom. Like, yeah. They could definitely hear that shit. All 120 fans in there rocking it, you know?
Damn, that is crazy. That stadium, that place, that little soccer shit blew my mind.
Luton,
I want to see the finals now, to be honest.
Luton.
See how good they are against shittier teams. Right?
I'm pulling for them not to get relegated. You know what I mean? Maybe they'll build up and get a new stadium. Or
can you imagine them getting a new stadium?
That'd be cool. What if, like, you know what I could see? Because
like top 10 suddenly stayed there.
Because it's football and it's in fucking England and shit. You know what I could see? Because their fans are crazy and shit, I'm sure. And you gotta be crazy to live around that fucking stadium, to be honest. Imagine their fans, like, all, like, agreeing to, like, sell their house and be rehomed to make the stadium bigger. I could see that happening.
That'd be a lot.
I could see that happening, though.
Like, that's crazy.
If any sport's gonna cause that to happen, it would be soccer.
I could see soccer people doing that.
And Luton's, like, say they, like, get, like, 10th in the Premier
League.
That's
what I'm saying.
They get high up and they're like, dude, like, we could become a Premier League team. Yeah. We need a bigger stadium. Like, let's just, like, give them this. Like, and then, like, I could see that, like,
just straight up.
Like, and like the city mayor just, like, signs, like, where they get houses built, and it's like no cost to nobody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I can see that shit happening.
That'd be pretty cool.
If so, I called it. Just say it.
Luton Town, here we come.
100%, 100%, 100%. Yeah, that's all the soccer stuff I got. But when I saw that Luton thing, I was like, this is dope.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's so small, bro.
Yeah.
Look it up, listeners. That shit is crazy.
It's an awesome looking field, to be honest. I wanted to look up one more thing. I wanted to look up the teams that are getting relegated.
Mm-hmm.
And teams coming up.
In Premier League?
Yep. Because Luton's one of them. We know Luton's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's Leicester.
Okay.
And Everton.
What about them? Oh, they're getting relegated?
I think it's Everton.
Damn.
Premier League final day results. Premier League table. So here's the three getting relegated. Leicester City wasn't Everton. They won their last game and put them right above in 17th so they don't get relegated.
Yeah.
It's Leicester.
Okay. Yeah.
Leeds. My dog Lee. I won't see Lee there for a while. And Southampton.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the team's coming up.
I'm surprised Everton is down there. They used to be decent.
Team's coming up. Dude, I gotta scroll forever. Look it up. I know Luton, obviously.
Luton.
Which teams were? Burnley.
Burnley?
Yeah. We just talked about them in the Emirates Cup.
Yeah.
They're coming up. Sheffield United. Just talked about them in the FA Cup.
Oh, shit.
And Luton Town. Luton Town, let's go, man.
Luton Town, baby.
I respect it, don't you?
It's
you
really
have
cool.
to respect it.
It's pretty cool.
Like
a true underdog story.
We're jumping on it now. We have to jump on it now.
If not, we're just bandwagons.
We are, but
when they come up.
Yeah, we want to be bandwagons before. Let's go to Luton Town. I respect it. But yeah, that's all soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You want to take a quick break? Yeah, we'll come back in with our basketball shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I gotta get some rolling papers. Yeah.
What's up, guys? On this break, I want you to go check out my page. All right, Elevated Media on Facebook, Elevated.mda on Instagram or TikTok. I don't care where you check it out. Just go check it out. It's a bunch of videos that I made, that I recorded, that I put together of cool cars.
Give them a follow.
Give me a follow. Give me a share. See you there. Now back to the episode.
Yo, we're back. I'm going to start covering basketball. Nick, I did tell you we're going to start with something you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I didn't get a chance to talk about it, we'll do it quick.
Okay.
The buzzer beater. Cuts it up. Let's zoom it in. Let's zoom it in, obviously. But in game six, being down 3-2, the Celtics hit a buzzer beater to force a game seven. Miami.
Oh, for real?
Remember the Butler shit where he's talking shit and he's doing the timeout thing?
Oh, yeah.
He puts back with .1 up. Got out of his hand with .1. And Celtics won.
Damn.
They were up 3-0. Celtics won game four. They won game five, so it was 3-2. This is game six. They win with .1 seconds left, going back to Boston for game seven, which Miami ends up winning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great play.
Damn.
He becomes a – Derek White becomes a little Boston legend there.
Mm.
Little Boston legend, but they
– just because he forced game seven?
Forced game seven, 100%.
Got you.
100%. Mm. Yeah. They ended up losing, and Miami's in the finals, which they played Denver last night. For the listeners, it was last Thursday. And we'll talk about that later. So, a lot of people saying John Morant next season. This kid playing basketball and decided to join. I don't know if you've ever seen this video. The John Morant next season.
Oh, it's the UPS guy who plays with him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm like that.
Oh, you ain't.
I'm like that. That's pretty cool.
My boy John Morant next season. Because he'd be fucking up. Working a regular job.
Yeah.
I don't think he made so much money. He ain't working a regular job.
No, not for a while.
Might go to jail.
Might go to jail. That's what I'm saying.
He might not be working at all.
That's what I'm saying. But that's cool that the UPS guy stopped and did that. That's John Morant. Like, I got one more John Morant thing. I'm going to scroll and find it. His shoe sold out in like 10 minutes.
John Morant?
Yeah.
I would buy him.
Yeah. And then,
I don't feel like he's gonna got be out for too long.
He's got G.I. Joes.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what G.I. Joe is?
A little action figure? He's an action figure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come with the Glock.
That's pretty fucking gangster.
That's gangster. Would you buy this?
What color is that?
On his feet?
It's just him. Not him, but his clothes.
His outfit. I was like, whoa! Would I buy him? Whoa. That's fucked. It's like dark blue.
Oh, okay. I thought it was purple for a second.
His shoes are purple.
That's why I couldn't see no shoes.
Fair enough. He's just floating.
He's floating. Would he be floating or would he be like, I see his feet?
You're calling.
Floating. Floating. I'm going with floating.
You're the one that's going
with floating. Where are your feet?
That's just funny. People are just ruthless on the internet.
Gotta love the internet.
Internet's great. It's great. He just has a Glock. He's just. I told you a couple weeks ago, Carmelo Anthony retired. One of my favorite players.
Yeah.
Did I ever show you his top 10?
Nope.
I'm
down.
That's just in honor of him. But there's a little
in honor of him.
Little thing. Wax statues.
Mm-hmm.
You fuck with wax statues?
Yeah.
He was pretty good, though.
He
was convincing.
I love that.
He was convincing, though, right? How you doing? That's what I want you to tell me. Is he convincing?
Oh, yeah. Just that good pose, though.
He's holding it.
Hey!
No blocking me. A random guy comes up to block him. That was funny as fuck.
That'd be cool to me, brother.
That was good. Thank you. I do some acting, but that was probably one of the toughest acting jobs to do because it's right on the spot.
For sure. I would blink and see if they would even notice that.
Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah.
He went to school in Syracuse, which is in New York.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, so playing for the Knicks.
Thanks
like,
for coming. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. And he won a title.
Touch you, want to get close up.
Thunder National Bush championship. Dishwasher shows a woman.
That's racist.
Oh my god, a black guy. That's cool though.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony just posing as a wax figure. Mm. That was from a while ago. It's from a while ago. All right, next thing.
Those are great. Just, I feel like I've seen a couple of like different ones like that. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
The actually. Jump scares are funny.
Yeah, those are fun.
Reminds me of the Bush guy.
The Bush guy's funny. People get mad at the Bush guy.
Yeah. People aren't going to be mad at a star. I wouldn't be.
No. Fuck you, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
Give me your autograph. All right, so this is Iman Shumpert.
Oh, God bless you.
He was like, with Iggy Azalea?
Hell yeah. Shouts out.
Yeah? I feel like you knew who that was.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. OnlyFans.
Oh yeah.
I'm one of her OnlyFans, if you know what I mean. He's talking about LeBron, his teammates of LeBron when they won in 2016, came back on the Warriors 3-1, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
You know, he's just talking about LeBron, like, how he is.
He was like, playing lazy on the weak side. They call a timeout, and Bron says he wanted a shooter in there. I don't remember who we put in there, but we came back in with a lineup set for just this
just
set.
That.
We get a rebound. He like, no. Walk it down. And run it again.
Oh, wow.
Boston quiet as hell. He like, no, don't do that. Stand right there. And when he said it, the man didn't know what to do no more. And I was like, bro, I've never seen power like that. Like, he looking at the key on the post, looking at the coach, asking him what he gonna do to adjust.
Like, that's so good. That's how good LeBron is, though.
Just telling him their game plan.
He's
basically the same.
He's a player coach for sure.
Yeah.
Like, he could probably be a successful coach.
Yeah.
Later on. You know what I mean?
Well, that play that you showed me the other day with his like IQ was pretty
good. Oh, to call out the Warrior play?
Yeah.
Yeah, to be able to tell Anthony Davis to get to the corner because that's where it was going. The hammer down.
The hammer down.
Hell yeah. Set play. A lot of teams run it. So, an NBA referee is held out of the finals. He probably would have reffed it because he has a burner account.
Okay.
You know, and like being in the NBA, you kind of, you can't really have a burner account.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because burner accounts are obviously
anything to like
shit.
Deface the company.
The
or
product.
Like, yeah.
You know, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, basically that's what he does on the burner account.
Mm.
And he's being basically investigated.
Mm.
You know, and serious shit could happen. I think he can go to jail.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, just because it's in his contract type shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
100%. I get that.
So, like, there's big... That's something that's coming out. Nothing has really came out about it yet. We'll follow that more, you know, as it does come out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty wild. I could see why.
I think I did see something like that, but I didn't, like, really understand it too much.
It's not...
Like,
nothing's out to understand yet, honestly. Yeah. You know, so we're kind of all still just waiting because they're still investigating, so...
Yeah, that's crazy. If he does get jail time, that's crazy.
Yeah, though. I would think it'd be fines in jail time, or maybe just... They might just be like, you'll never ref in the league again. Yeah. You know, type of shit. End his contract, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, you know him, you love him. Shaq.
Okay.
All right. He childish, right?
Very childish.
All right, here you go.
That's the one thing you gotta worry about, man. Them young boys coming. They are down 3-2.
Shaq just laughs. He's got a little chuckle. He's like,
that's the one thing you gotta worry about, man. Them young boys.
I saw like a whole montage of stupid shit like that. And it wasn't just of them, but it was of them saying some sus shit.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of people.
They're all funny. Like, the cast is funny. Like, the montage of the cast.
Yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah.
Shaq be like that. That made me laugh the other night. It was pretty good.
Shaq's a goat. I'm going to say it.
Shaq is good.
No, the goat. I didn't say he's good. I say he's the goat.
In basketball?
Just goat in of all time.
The goat of all time. I don't know
what that means. Hey, whoa, calm down. Don't pull out the nine.
Yeah, calm down, Jamal. I don't know what the... Oh, this was the thing that you tagged me in the next day.
I don't know what this is. I hope somebody can explain.
The satellites.
Wow.
Oh, like in a line?
Yeah. But that's wild, right?
Yeah. Was it satellites?
Yeah, they said
that's
it
where
was
I tagged you in,
the Starlinks.
I didn't know.
Going, like, spreading out.
Yeah.
But that shit was wild. That shit had me wild.
That shit had me wild.
Hell yeah. See, and it looked like that. That's the crazy thing. That's the picture.
Yeah.
Crazy picture, dog. Dope picture.
That would have been a dope picture. You should have took a picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you should have. That's what I said.
I'm sorry.
Don't be, man.
So, Hemi? You know Hemi.
Yeah.
Hemi Butler? Or Hemi Buckets?
I don't think it's today's. This generation's Michael Jordan?
No.
That's what people say, man.
Yeah, people say that.
People say a lot of weird things.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of sus things.
Yeah,
people. Young boys be coming.
Yeah. Shaq went to the lab so bad.
That's great.
That's a good one. But Jimmy Butler, he files to get the Hemi trademarked. Hemi Butler.
Is it really Hemi?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you made that up.
No,
I didn't know that was his name.
He plans on doing a, like a drink after it. Like a Hemi.
That'd be pretty cool.
Hennessy, a Hemi. Yeah. Yeah, he plans on doing a drink.
Dope.
Steph Curry just dropped a bottle of bourbon.
Does he own a business?
Yeah, coffee.
Hell yeah.
Coffee business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Curry just dropped his bourbon. It's an $80 bottle.
Damn.
Steph Curry's bourbon.
That's crazy. Bourbon.
Yeah. Bourbon.
I saw a video of like a fan, like his, like the father and a daughter talking to Jimmy about his coffee. The girl was like, "Your coffee's too expensive. You make it cheaper. Give me a coupon." He's like, "For you," I guess it was like $20.
Yeah.
He's like, "For you, whenever you come in, we're gonna charge you $25. For your dad, it's $50.
It's like that.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, back down. I was like, respect.
Yeah, yeah, Jimmy Butler ain't about that. Jimmy Butler, he was kicked out of his house at like 13.
Damn.
Yeah, he's got a whole backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll get into it one day.
One day.
So I got a video. You saw this video. So I want you to tell me why you think this video is relevant. All right? But you saw this video, I'd say, 4 months ago.
God damn.
All right? You'll remember.
R.I.P.
Damn. Remember we were talking about cheap shots?
Yeah.
And the guy, they said it was a cheap shot.
Well, that might cost Jokic a game and some money, and now
he's pretty much out of really good back problems.
Damn.
Yeah.
Things are turning ugly.
So they're gonna show it again. I want you to tell me what you think, and then tell me why it's relevant.
He fell down again?
Oh, they didn't show it. So look, he hits him, turns his back. Did you see that?
Yeah, I remember it.
Okay. He hits him, turns his back.
Charles Barkley, or Shaq and Charles is like, "Yo, don't hit me and then turn around."
100%, right? Agreed, right? Why it's relevant? Denver, Miami.
Oh, for real?
They're in the finals.
Dang.
That was this year.
I didn't realize that was against Miami.
Jimmy Butler vowed to get Jokic back after that happened.
Damn.
And they're in the finals. Against each other right now. I'm waiting to see if anything is gonna happen. So just remember that, you know.
Yeah.
It's gonna be.
We gotta go somewhere to watch a game.
Yeah,
especially specifically
Sunday's a game.
Like a specifically a maybe last one.
Like
a do or die one.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
well. Like, game two is gonna be a great game. Miami will know what to do. They'll adjust, and it'll be a much closer game.
Yeah.
Game two Sunday, 8 o'clock. I'll be down for, like, a Beefs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only place I could think that would have a TV.
Oh. Yeah.
That's close, at least.
Yeah. It was a Saturday. I'm probably going to go somewhere and, and watch fucking Champions League.
Oh, that would be in the morning. 10 a.m.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I was saying. You want to do breakfast? All right, keep it moving, Miami. 19-year-old Heat rookie, Nikola Jovic. Not Nikola Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
On Denver.
Copy
Nikola Jovic. Yeah, basically. They're both from Serbia. like before the finals, like Jokic took little man out to dinner and shit.
Gay.
Yeah. Pretty gay.
Them young boys.
He has reached the finals before graduating high school. He reached the finals before graduating high school. And if they win, he can't drink.
Fuck it. I'll be fine with that.
I'll be drinking, though.
I mean, I probably would, too, but...
100%. But now you got the whole people looking at like, come on, man. Like, that's the last thing you need to worry about. Look for a story somewhere else.
Yeah. There was something like that where recently whenever... Bayern Munich, they won a game, I think it was against Borussia Dortmund,
yeah.
And they had like big ass fucking liters of beer, and one of the Bayern players couldn't have one, and so Thomas Müller was like
not sneaking him,
but like making fun of him.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Kind of similar vibes.
Jokic after game one,
how we be like,
He was 27, 10, and 14. He had a triple-double.
Damn. Shouts out.
He had the most assists in an NBA Finals debut. So, out of everybody that's played
in the finals. This is the first time he's in the...
Yep.
Oh, shit.
First time Denver is.
Mm-hmm.
47 years ago, before the ABA merged with the NBA,
mm-hmm.
Denver was in the last ABA championship before merging and lost.
Mm-hmm.
So they've never won, and they've never been to the NBA Finals since then. So in 47 years, this is their first trip.
Yeah,
ever. So this is history, basically, for them making it.
Yeah, even just this far is history, yeah, right?
And he set history for most assists in a Finals debut.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they won 104-93. When I watched the game, Miami was too small.
Mm-hmm.
Denver's got like Aaron Gordon, you know, our dunker from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Dunk contest. Yeah. Like, he was just fucking...
He's on Nuggets?
Yeah, he was dominating people. He's a perfect complimentary player for Jokic.
I seen him and LeBron going at it.
Yeah, push and the throw. We talked about that.
I think there's a little bit more in that, too, but...
Look where Jokic is pointing.
Oh, a ring.
Pointing at that ring. He said we bring home the ring.
He's ready for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, they're a complete team, too.
You personally, Nuggets?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I forgot you hate Miami.
So I want your take on this, actually, as someone with sports. Because my dad's like this, too, a little bit. Last night, Mom, we were watching it outside. You know, we went out to do one, turned the game on, watched it. Mom was like, go Miami. And I was like, why? She's like, it's a Florida team.
True.
If you're a true Orlando fan and Miami's your rival, you don't want Miami to win.
Well, there's different degrees, man. There's different tiers.
This ain't a soccer tier.
If you're honestly a diehard Orlando team, yeah. If you're a bandwagon kind of team, it's like, oh, well, Orlando's my team, but you know,
Florida, yeah.
Just like a casual guy.
So Orlando's not your team, then? Personally, I'm saying, do you see it that way yourself?
No. Just because, like. If PSG's in a tournament, I'm like, yeah, let's go PSG, but you know, when other teams play, I'm also like not like, oh, I hope you don't make it because you're not PSG.
No, I mean? I totally get that.
But if PSG's out, then I'm finding a different team to root for during the tournament.
Yeah, that's
fair. Me personally, but I don't have a diehard
soccer club teams. Either. You don't have set teams. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. See that?
I mean, I have favorites here and there, but it's not like this is the only team.
Yeah,
this is the only team.
It's for like, it's like, well, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, I picked Denver to win.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think Denver is going
to
win.
Yeah, same. I want Denver to win, but like, it's like, I would never pick Miami just because I'm an Orlando fan, and they're basically a better franchise in the same state as us.
Hmm.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want them to win. I don't want them to gain that. And keep getting fucking recruits.
You don't want them to get more better.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Orlando. And get us like maybe like
relegated,
basically gone,
merged.
Yeah, because I would not be a Miami fan. I would not
ever.
No, if that happened, no, I would not. Like fuck that.
What's your next team then?
If I mean, to be honest, like before it was Denver because Carmelo.
Hmm.
I was a big Carmelo fan. But I probably wouldn't have a team after that because I'm more of a player fan besides Orlando. You know, Orlando's my home team. I even lived there for like 6-7 years. So
yeah.
That's the reason I picked them.
I figured that's
it. Yeah. And that's when I basically
swear I'm from.
Back. Yeah, basically. So.
That's funny.
Yeah, but yeah. So I don't know. I don't think I'd pick a team. Maybe I'd pick like the worst team and
ride with him, so I wouldn't be called a bandwagon.
Was it Linton? Was it Luton?
Luton?
Luton.
Let's go Luton
Town. Luton Town.
That's their name, Luton Town. Like, you know those motherfuckers are crazy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah. I think, personally, I think the Nuggets are going to win too. I don't think, because what I've been seeing is just Jimmy's been carrying the team. And I mean, yeah, there's a chance that he can clutch it all, but the odds of him clutching it all.
Yeah.
You can't clutch everything all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're three shooters last night. One was like 0-10. One was like 1-7.
Yeah, I saw that they did shit.
They were shit, you know. So you could always look at that, but you could say the same thing about the Nuggets. As a team, they were like 5 of 27 from 3.
Mm.
You know, so they weren't great either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could look at both sides, and both sides can score. That's the problem. So it should be a good series, like closer games now that they know what they're going to do.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Once you watch a full game, you'll see. You'll see who's better. Do you know anything about Denver? By chance,
like players?
No, just Denver in general.
Denver, Colorado,
not the weed stuff.
That's exactly the thing.
I know they like weed.
They have hella nature shit. Pretty cool. Really,
you know about their elevation?
Pretty high.
The Mile High City.
Yeah, like you can breathe.
It's harder.
It's harder to breathe over there. So mm-hmm. if you're adapted to breathing over there. Yeah, those guys are pussies.
And they're making fun of them. They're making fun of it. Like,
oh, they're trolling.
Trollers. Yeah. Because they start laughing after. They're just trolling.
I was going to say, if that's real, they're soft as shit.
Yeah, I know. They're just trolling.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Ja?
Relevant.
Topical, dude.
Hell yeah.
We're going to pull out the gun.
That's basketball this week. Miami's up, or Denver's up 1-0 game Sunday. We'll probably be about game 4 the next time we talk to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Could be close to being over.
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me, Champion League. World's fucking longest fucking tournament.
Yeah. June 10th.
So it's not even next week. It's like
the following week.
R.I. fucking P.
Yeah. But we do get Man City and Man United tomorrow. So that's true.
We'll have something.
Yeah, we'll have something at least this week.
I've only had one game so far.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. You got to start watching.
You got to drag them out as much as I can. Shit.
I could drag things out. Yeah. Bro.
Oh, shit.
I could drag a bit.
Respect.
I got one random.
Yeah.
This is just something cool that I kind of stumbled upon that, you know, is an unbelievable fact.
Okay.
All right. Fish fossils.
Okay.
Word up. Have been discovered at high altitudes in the Himalayas.
Dude, sick.
That's pretty cool.
How?
Someone
fossils, found. They're in the ground, dumbass.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say there. Well, there's a picture of it, yeah. That's a pretty legit fossil.
That's 100% skeleton, fully intact.
Fully fossilized.
Damn. What do you think that means, man?
We were that far underwater. Can you believe that?
No.
Because that's supposed to be high as fuck.
That is high as fuck.
Details.
That is crazy. Like, at first, my mind wanted to go to, like, maybe some kind of... whatever animal lives there, you know, went down to a lake, found a fish, took it up there, ate it. That's where my
sea bear.
That's where my sea bear.
What attracts those?
Yeah.
That's just
where my mind went.
Someone put it's almost as if plates collided and pushed the mountains up that were once at sea level.
That's also a pretty good.
You know, that's theory. Basically what it is. You can click on it and
that's find how it. Mountains are made sometimes. Yeah.
Tectonic plates. Earth's crust.
Someone give that guy a degree.
You can follow him.
Reply with a gif of a certification. A degree. Your bachelor's degree. he won it, dude. What's his name? We're going to shout him out.
Ron White.
Ron White? For real?
Which one? This one? Pointing at it?
What does it say?
Nothing. You're just pointing at it like diploma. Hats in the air. Ooh. Which one do you want?
I like that one.
This one?
The dance.
Right.
Graduate. tectonic plates. Bill. We're just gonna spam this guy with stupid gifs.
You know what we gotta do before we go?
What do we gotta do before
something
we go?
Something we were gonna do starting last this week, but we forgot.
Okay.
I gotta put a question.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna put a question on the kickback and see if anybody answers.
Oh, yeah.
So what question are we doing today? What question?
That's a good question.
What's the question? What's the answer? Just put that. See what people say.
Okay. That's a question. What's the answer is a question.
Podcast question of the week. Couple dots.
Couple of them.
What's the answer?
What is this, Jeopardy?
Who is answer? What is answer? I just feel like we should delete this one and put a real question.
We can't.
We should, because it makes no sense. It makes literally no sense. Moving to trash. Thank you.
As you should. I don't know. I have
answer this question for a shout out on.
We should have did that in the beginning.
I know. I just remembered it. Shout out on the podcast. What would be a good question, though?
How much would?
I don't know about that. What did we put last week? Do you remember?
Nope.
The famous thing would have been good that I did a couple days ago.
Yeah, you're right. You dropped the ball on that.
I didn't
one.
Even think about it, dog. I was sitting at work and I was like, damn.
I met Taylor Swift before.
I was listening to a podcast and they asked, like, what was the most famous person you met? And I was like, I'm just going to ask the podcast people that, you know, or our group, you know, or put it on our page, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it just happened. I was like, damn, we got a lot of hits.
It just happened, man.
Hey. What?
Hey.
What?
I can't believe we didn't have no good questions this whole time, man. This whole time we haven't asked one good question.
I mean, if the ball hits your hand, regardless if you're trying to stop it or not, is it a handball?
I mean, we can.
That's the only question I think of. What other question did we say today? Who will win tomorrow? Or who will win the finals?
Yeah,
I can put that.
I'm good with that.
The NBA Finals. Heat or Nuggets?
Nuggets.
Okay. All right. That's done. So, do you want to take a quick break? Then we'll come in with this draft we've had
for
a
sure.
while.
For sure.
All right. We'll be right back. Yo, we're back to draft some things.
Yeah. Things will get drafted.
We will draft you.
That's going to be the next American Draft slogan.
I mean, that could be our song. We could, like, record it. We will draft you. And that would just be, like, the entrance to the draft. Anyway.
Fox.
The draft this week is worst blunt flavors. You know, just a fun fact, recreational might be on the ballot this year. We got enough votes.
So as it should
Florida,
be.
Yeah, as it should be, 100%. advocates.
Unite!
Mile high. So I want the Nugs to win. yeah, so fun fact there. We're doing worst blunt flavors. Yeah. So when it is recreational, all you 21 year and older can go not try these. Stay away from these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rochambeau. Damn, went back to paper.
Yes. There's a weird ass flavor. I think it's called like White Russian.
White Russian. I almost got that today.
Nastiest. One of the nastiest flavors I could even think.
Was it Russian?
I don't know. It's what a white
if
Russian.
If you Russians taste like this, I don't want you.
Stay over there.
Stay over there.
While you white Russians. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Facts.
White Russian. for sure. All right, number one for me, probably like the worst flavor, I think, honestly, swirl. They put like three of them together. Oh, I think I did
see that before.
They put like three of them together.
It doesn't gross. Sound.
No, it was gross. Very gross. Mm-hmm. It takes everything away from everything. You know what I mean?
Everything away from everything.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Yeah. I think there's a Dutch master that has like mint in it. Or it's like some kind of something mint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not it.
Mint.
I think it's a Dutch master. Is who makes them.
Did it feel like...
Nah.
No?
I don't think so. It didn't actually have mint, but it was like the flavor of... You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
It just wasn't it.
Gross.
Yeah.
Alright, number two. You know, like, I like this flavor for a lot of things, but for a blunt, no, like, strawberry.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just like a plain... Tastes like a wine... tip fucking
yeah
cigar. It's just gross. It's just nasty.
Yeah,
not a good flavor for it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of strawberry ones.
No, wasn't that great.
Threes, right?
Yeah,
I think Game has a flavor called silver.
Silvers,
right?
Yeah,
not it. Not it. Smoking metal in that bitch
hurt.
No, I mean, not really, but it's just one of those flavors that are... It's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird enough for you not to like.
Which is ironic because, like, my fifth, like, I kind of had a line, but my fifth, I'm just going to do now. The gold flavor. It's yeah. The gold flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just the same. It's the plainest fucking... I don't even know. It just tastes like a regular cigar to me with, like, no flavoring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, ugh. Gross.
Mm. Yeah. I feel that one. Fours?
Fours.
To be honest, I'm not a big fan of peach.
Was it as great?
Was it the tropical twist? It is better than that.
Yeah,
you know, pineapple. I feel like better than that. Mango. I don't usually levitate to like peach anything.
Yeah, I've just been trying different ones, honestly. Mm.
It's not the worst.
No,
silver's definitely worse than that.
Yeah. I would say peach is standable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. We're at the bottom of the barrel.
At the bottom of the barrel. And it was sitting there. So, I don't know if you remember Good Times. They come through in a pack.
Damn.
Yeah. Old school for 99 cents.
Hmm.
They had a flavor and it was like berry fusion or some weird thing like that. And it was just... It tasted like fucking black licorice Kool-Aid type of shit. Like
licorice is the worst.
It's not black licorice, but it's kind of type of it's taste. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Like taste.
Like very bitter, sour. Like not good. Not good.
I get you.
But I did love Good Times back in the day. You know, three for a dollar.
Yeah. Maybe the goat.
The goat. cheap, and they burn slow.
Last one, right?
Last one, yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of grape.
Grape?
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that. Like, that's an every now and then flavor for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, it's standable. Probably like my last two were standable.
100%.
But the other ones were just no. But it's not one that if I smoke it, it's because of someone else.
Brought it.
Basically, 100%, yeah.
100%. That was your fifth, right?
Yep.
I guess we'll just go with one that I don't really personally like. It's not like it's bad. It's not like one of the ones that's off limits. But not my favorite is Game, specifically Game.
Mm.
I think it's Green.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just called Green.
Yeah.
Or Greens. I don't know.
It's Green. Game Green.
Game Green. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like again, another like cigar tasting.
Yeah, it does.
You know, like I just feel like I'm
it's
tasting
heavier.
Nicotine.
I think it's like heavier.
Yeah, I just don't like it. Don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a caveat. Your favorite?
Favorite?
Yeah.
Ooh, Blue Raspberry.
Blue Raspberry. Easy. Easy choice. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I do like a Game Honey every now and then.
Honey's okay. I don't mind honey. Honey reminds me of pineapple.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah. Mm. I'm fine with pineapple.
Yeah. But blueberry takes
blue raspberries, definitely. Mm. When those came out, I feel like that's all we smoked for a while. Was the blue raspberries, because they were so fire. And we still do them to this day. I got a full pack in
there. This day.
I got a full pack in there. That's what's up.
Yep. So next we got Song of the Week.
Song of the Week.
You remember? You don't remember? Do we know?
I never know.
I think I went first.
This choppa.
Do you
remember your Song of the Week?
I don't, but I think I went first. I think it was a J. Cole one.
No, didn't we both do rock? You did Chiodos. Oh.
Yeah, but maybe I'm thinking about the week before. I don't know.
I'm good with that. I mean, I got mine.
Let it rip.
I made my wife guess what this was from. I'm sure you'll get it right off the rip.
Pokemon.
I've been vibing with this heavy.
Lo-fi.
Pokemon lo-fi. But where are they at?
I don't know.
What place is this?
I have no place.
This is the Pokemon Center.
Oh, yeah. The center for Pokemon.
Yeah.
I gotta sleep to this shit.
It's be fire. It's good on the golf course.
Yeah, that it is.
It is.
That it is.
Background music is just vibes. But yeah, just some lo-fi. Pokemon Center by Cindery Odo Lab 91. You know? Shout out you, where the fuck you is.
For sure.
100%.
Coming at you with this fire.
Oh, that was it? Yeah, they're small.
Uh-oh.
I mean, no, it goes probably another minute. Yeah. But same shit.
I feel you.
Don't do nothing else.
Mine is Juice 2.
Juice 2?
By Logic.
Oh, okay. That just came out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I remember seeing it. Never played it, but I remember seeing it. Check us out on Spotify, wherever else you get your podcasts, Facebook, pretty much anywhere media is available. The Kickback PC,
yes, sir.
The Kickback Podcast, guys. Check us out. Also, check out
my page, elevated.mda. I'll stay with that camera. Keep that thing on me.
Keep that thing on him.
Go peep me. Elevated.mda.
Oh, yeah. And if you ain't kicking back without the kickback,
then you ain't been kicking back.
Oh.
Whoa. We're ad-libbing.
Just imagine. I got the juice like I'm fish. I got the juice like I'm super. Bitch, I got the juice like I'm fish.